Hi kids, this is Pastor Chad. I'm preaching to the adults right now, but we wanted to share with you as well. So listen to the story and do the activities in the packet we gave you, and you'll learn just as much as the adults.
Long, long ago, during a time of great dispute between Israel and a wicked people known as the Philistines, there lived a man who was strong enough to lift boulders over his head. He was strong enough to rip city gates from their hinges, and strong enough to defeat a lion with his bare hands. This man, this very strong man, was known as Samson. Samson yelled as he tore the rope from his arms. They tried to bind him, to take him back to the Philistine camp. But Samson tore the rope as easily as a man may snap a twig. The Philistines saw that he had broken the ropes that bound him, and 1,000 Philistine men began to surround him. Samson was unafraid.
You Philistines are about to fall to a single man,
Samson said. He then reached for a donkey's jawbone that had been buried in the desert sand. He swung the donkey's jawbone as a man might swing a sword. With pure power, he ripped the shield off one man while he swung the bone down upon him. Battle cries came from every angle as all the Philistine men, 1,000 in all, came down upon Samson and tried to subdue him.
I will not fall to a Philistine,
Samson yelled, as the clang of weapons were blocked and parried by a single donkey's jawbone. Then, as the dust settled and the sounds of battle died, no man could be heard, only the heavy breathing of a still-standing Samson filled the air. He dropped the bone to the ground and walked away. For the 1,000 Philistine men fell to the power and strength of a single man with nothing but a jawbone. This man, Samson, was the leader of the Israelite people, but he was a man who made very poor decisions. Decisions that caused him to have no friends. Because of this, sometimes Samson would spend time with women of the enemy. One woman, Delilah, who Samson came to love, spent a lot of time with Samson. The rulers of the Philistines came to Delilah and said,
Delilah, you must help us to capture the leader of Israel, Samson. We must know the source of his strength, so that we can rob him of his power. If we can do this, then we can finally capture him. We'll give you money. Lots and lots of money.
I am a woman of many tricks. I will allure him, and my beauty will find the answers you seek.
And so it was that when Samson came to rest with Delilah, she spoke softly to him.
Oh, Samson, sweet Samson, how is it that you came to be so strong? What is the source of your strength? And is it possible for you to become weak or be tied up?
Oh, sweet Delilah, lover of my heart, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, I'll become as weak as any other man.
So as Samson slept, the Philistine rulers brought Delilah 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and Delilah tied Samson up. When she finished, she yelled,
Samson, the Philistines are upon you!
Where are they? I will destroy them!
Samson snapped the bowstrings as easily as a piece of string snaps when it comes close to a flame. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson,
Oh, Samson, stop. You have made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me the source of your power.
If anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I'll become as weak as any other man.
So Delilah took new ropes and tied him with them. Then, with men hidden in the room, she called to him,
Samson, the Philistines are upon you!
But Samson snapped the ropes off his arms as if they were threads. Delilah then said to Samson,
All this time you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me, sweetheart, what is the true source of your strength?
He replied,
If you weave the 7 braids of my head into the fabric on the loom and tighten it with the pin, I'll become as weak as any other man.
So while he was sleeping, Delilah took the 7 braids of his head, wove them into the fabric, and tightened it with the pin. Again, she called to him,
Samson, the Philistines are upon you!
He awoke from his sleep and pulled up the pin and the loom with the fabric. Then Delilah said to him,
How can you say I love you when you won't be honest with me? This is the 3rd time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your great strength.
With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. So finally, he told her everything. He told her the truth of his strength.
No razor has ever been used on my head. Because I have been a Nazarite, dedicated to God from my mother's womb. And Nazarites do not cut their hair. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me. And truly, I would become as weak as any other man.
When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines.
Come back once more. He has told me everything.
So the rulers of the Philistines returned with silver in their hands. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and his strength left him. Then Delilah called,
Samson, the Philistines are upon you!
He awoke from his sleep and thought he would simply shake himself free as he did before. But he did not know that his strength had left him. Then the Philistines seized him and poked out his eyes. Binding him with bronze shackles, they then made him a petty slave. But the hair on his head began to grow again after it had been shaved. Samson wept. And then he prayed.
Sovereign Lord, remember me, please, God. Strengthen me just once more. And let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my 2 eyes.
So when the Philistine rulers gathered in a great assembly, they decided to bring Samson out to entertain them. They chained him between 2 pillars.
Samson, you ain't so tough now, huh, big guy?
Yeah, look at you. Oh, wait, you can't.
The jeers grew louder as they poked and prodded and made fun of Samson. Then Samson reached toward the 2 central pillars on which the temple stood. Bracing himself against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other, Samson said,
Oh God, let me die with the Philistines.
When he pushed with all his might, down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. For it truly was not his hair that made him strong, it was the Lord all along. And on that day, Samson's last day, the Lord gave him back his strength, even if but for a moment, so that it became true that Samson honored God more in his death than when he lived. This presentation has been brought to you by Creekside Bible Church.